Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio. It's now 8:35 this morning on Swift 98 and The Spur. Let's head into our first guest interview segment this morning and the monthly report from the city of Kemmer. Administrator Brian Muir giving us a call today. Brian, good morning. How's everything in Southern Lincoln County today?
Things are great. Beautiful spring day. We're excited.
Absolutely. Well, appreciate your time.
Moving in Kemmer.
Well, let's jump right into it. Give us an update. How are things progressing along with all that's on the table right now?
Well, as you know, the construction continues on the nuclear plant, and just a lot of people we're getting a lot of people interested in talking to us about property and about what we're doing and how we're taking care of the housing and just constant questions and interest, and it's exciting to watch. And we're also excited, of course, about the golf season coming up too. On April 15th is what we're planning on opening our golf course, so it's going really well.
Excellent. All right, Fossil Island opening April 15th. Brian, you mentioned housing. We've talked about that a number of times, but it's been a few months. Give us an update as construction really begins to ramp up this year on the TerraPower facility. How are things looking with those housing needs?
So, yeah, we've on our Monday City Council meeting, there's two items. One is just amending the agreement for the Gateway PUD Phase 1A, so that there was just some questions about the turn lane that was going to go into that. And I anticipate that'll probably be finally approved. And then we're actually having a pre-construction meeting on Friday, tomorrow, with the people who are going to be doing the work. So with Gateway Construction, who's the builder part of that. So that's and they're still planning on doing the 25 homes by the end of this summer and selling those. And they also have more planned for next year, of course. There's a subdivision total of 78. We're also making progress on the 240 apartments. That's on the docket as well for a development agreement on Monday. So the council will be reviewing that agreement. And they also plan to, they're getting bids out for the 240 apartments. We call it Track 3, Phase 1. I think they're 1, 2, and 3 bedroom apartments, more high-end, kind of nicer apartments. And that's moving along as well. And they're planning on getting work done to some extent this summer. I think their first phase, if you want to call it that, is probably about 30 to 40 of those by the end of the summer is what they're hoping for. So
excellent.
And we also have another subdivision application that the Zoning Board will be reviewing on May 5th for, there's some acreage Bob and Joy Fox own on the south part of Kemmer, where they're planning on, I think it's 42 homes, and a little bit bigger lots than some of the ones that we've seen, and to try to respond to other parts of the marketplace. And so that's exciting. Again, people are investing in Kemmer, and we're solving the problems day by day and the opportunities. So,
Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. How about on the commercial side of things? Are you still continuing to see interest in applications there?
On the commercial side of things, there's actually the track, we call it Track 1. It's the truck stop. It's moving as well. We've already given preliminary plat approval. We're still waiting for the construction design stuff to finish some of that trying to get final plat approval recommendation from the zoning board. That's the biggest commercial that's going on, of course, with the truck stop and hotels and restaurants potentially there. So that's moving along. I'm trying to think if there's anything else commercially. I know there's interest in the community in getting another dollar store, a Dollar General kind of store. And I think there's some movement in that area we're hoping to see. And also, you know, there's if you've heard of the Kettle Restaurant over there, they're looking at expanding their what do you call the RV portion of their business over there. And so that's on the docket as well in an upcoming city council meeting to consider doing an economic finding so that the city can sell them some land and expand their operation there to support some of the housing in that area. So just those are probably more of the commercial things. There's also a company that's on the RV park. There's a company that's expanding Foothills RV. They're planning on construction and expansion of about 83 additional pads over there, which could either have RV parks or mobile homes. So as you can see, things are moving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir on the weekday wake up this morning. And of course, you mentioned the weather and heading into the summer. I know that the Oyster Ridge Music Festival has announced their lineup for this year. Golf course is opening. And so, yeah, kind of an exciting time as you head into the spring and summer season.
Yes, and I understand that Fossil Fest is also coming in June still. So I don't have a date yet, but I've heard that they're planning on doing that again this year. So
excellent. And so, well, Brian, anything else we missed you'd like to touch on today?
I do think that we met with our city council and reviewing some of their goals for the next fiscal year, and we are working on a lot of things, including our streets. We have Elk Street that is already been approved by an expanse, taking care of fixing Elk Street, parts of it, and already within the next week or two, we'll be having that start, that construction start. We've already sent out notices to the public that to be prepared for that. So that's already in motion. And then we also have goals for next year for expanding the rest of Elk Street and maybe some other streets as well. So getting a lot of feedback from our public that the council and the mayor are responding to and strategizing and prioritizing. And we've got a good plan and for the next fiscal year as well, as we're getting ready for that.
Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir, it's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI. Brian, thanks so much for your time and the update again this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, you.
It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.